pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Abed?
Here.
Commissioner McKenzie?
Here.
Commissioner Horn?
Here.
Commissioner Jacob? Absent. Commissioner Blakespear? Absent. Commissioner Sprague?
Here.
Commissioner Vanderlyn?
Present.
Commissioner Zapp?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Vasquez?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Hansen?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Cox is absent. Alternate Commissioner Mathis?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Kate is absent. And then alternate Commissioner Vasquez will vote in place of Commissioner Blakespear, who is absent, and there is a quorum.
Thank you.
Here.
Okay. Commissioner Jacob is here. All right. We go to item three, approval of minutes of meeting held June 5th, 2017. Any revisions or a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
I have a motion, and
second.
I have a second by Commissioner Sprague. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Great. We go to Executive Officer's recommended agenda revision. Mr. Ross.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have several revisions this morning. Number one would be item 12, litigation. I'm recommending that your commission move that to the Commissioner Executive Officer announcements and renumber that to be 5C.
Okay.
And that can be handled in a regular session without a closed session. And then what is item 13 right now, the personnel-related matter having to do with the recruitment, I'm recommending that that also be held in regular session and be renumbered as 5D. Clay Phillips, our recruiter, is here to give us an update, and we can dispense with that item, I think, rather quickly in the beginning part of the meeting. And that includes all of the revisions. Just a point of clarification. Is anybody here for item six on the agenda, the Vista Grande annexation? No.
Then we can.
Okay, that one will remain in the current order. Mr. Chairman.
I have a hand up over here.
Who is for item six here? Okay. Well, we'll keep it in order, so.
Okay. Right. That includes all of the changes, Mr. Chairman.
Are we okay with the changes, Commissioners? Okay. Then we will move forward to item five, Commissioners' Executive Officer Announcements. Any announcements, Commissioners? No? Okay, Mr. Ott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me. Item 5A is the August 7th recognition event. A number of the staff, in addition to myself, will be leaving LAFCO service at the end of August, and this would be an opportunity to recognize the outgoing members of the staff, as well as our recently formed and also disbanded East County Fire Protection Committee. There's a flyer in your agenda, and we will be distributing that more broadly after the meeting. But we're planning to have an event with some presentations as well as some light refreshments for the next meeting. The rest of the meeting should be rather light. The next item for announcements is item 5B, a city member voting requirements. At the last meeting, the commission was somewhat confused in terms of the voting procedures for city members. I attached to this agenda the city selection committee minutes, which describes the appointments of city members to the commission, so I think that clarifies matters. What is a little confusing today, however, is that alternate member Vasquez will be a voting member today because Mayor Blakespear is absent. Item 5C, which it has to do with the litigation of the Coronado lawsuit versus San Diego LAFCO, your legal counsel, Mike Colantuno, will give us an update of what has happened with that case. Mike?
The short answer is the case is over. We told you at your last meeting that it is settled except for one point that Coronado still needed to work out with the Navy. They managed to work that out. We signed the agreement. The case is dismissed. File closed.
Okay, congratulations.
Very concise. Thank you.
Happy ending. All right. Fantastic. Okay, now we go to 5C, the recruiting process. And my understanding, briefly talking to Clay this morning and Mike, that we have a very good response for that job. That's good. That's a compliment to the organization that the interest is there to work for LAFCO. And also we have we will have some screening of the applicants tomorrow, and then the finalists will be presented to the ad hoc committee on July 20th. Clay.
Correct. Chairman Abbott, members of the commission, we did have 21 applicants for the position, which is good. The backgrounds were both very varied and diverse, and we have some very well qualified candidates for you. I've selected six of those candidates for an interview process which I will conduct tomorrow. And I will present the results of that process to the subcommittee on July 20th. I'll work with the subcommittee to determine the final candidates, and then the final interviews are scheduled for July 27th. And our hope is to make a final recommendation of the selected candidate on the 27th, and then we'll make an offer, hopefully after getting approvals, and work to get the new director in place as soon as possible.
Excellent. Any questions to Mr. Phillips? I do have one speaker. I'll open the public hearing. I have Stefan Abbott. You want to speak on the recruiting? Yes.
Members of the commission, thank you and good morning. Again, my name is Steve Abbott. I'm speaking on behalf of San Diego County Fire Chiefs Association this morning. Thank you for allowing this opportunity to speak briefly. Inasmuch as LAFCO poses a tremendous influence upon the San Diego County Fire Services, which, as you know, are not only very integral to the public safety in this community, but also certainly in a continual state of evolution, we definitely, I know I can speak for my counterparts, have a vested interest in this recruitment process. And so, at the very least, I'd like you to consider these comments and perhaps even consider involving the county fire chiefs in some form, perhaps to be involved in the recruitment process. And very briefly, here are the comments. Number one, we recognize the need and the general legislative intent of where the Little Hoover Commission is going. That said, we think that needs to be balanced with the right for local self-determination. Secondarily, we believe an emphasis on quality, efficient, and customizable customer service. We believe in the coordinated efforts that are substantial and already underway in this county and have been for some time, really since the consolidation study that was done a number of years ago. We believe strongly in the ability to maintain control over local services to meet local needs. We are certainly appreciative of the oversight and the direction the County of San Diego provides. That said, in times past, when significant local emergencies happen, the practical reality is local communities are often left to fend for themselves through established local relationships. I personally have experienced two of those. And if those relationships aren't continually nourished, those communities are often left with insufficient support. Naturally, along the way, I think one of the ahas for us is we would encourage a bilateral and more routine interaction with the fire service and LAFCO. The special districts recognize the recommendations that have been put forth in previous municipal service reviews, and we take those to heart. And finally, we look forward for somebody who believes in balancing these interests. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. We appreciate your input. Definitely, as you see, the process is very transparent, and we will definitely get your valuable input into the process, because fire protection has been and will always be one of the top priority of LAFCO's mission.
Thank you.
Okay, great. We will go to the consent items, item 6 and 7. We need to approve those unless you have some comments, commissioners. This is the proposed Vista Grande Drive reorganizations for the City of Vista. Okay, I have a motion to approve. I do have a speaker on item 7. So before we take the motion, let me open the public hearing. And we have Lloyd Topsend. want to speak on this item?
Actually, I didn't need to speak. I'm just here to support it, and if anybody has any questions.
Thank you. Okay, great. But he's in support of the item. Okay, I have a motion by Commissioner Bourne. And I have a second by Commissioner Vanderland. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Great. Okay, we move on to public hearings. We can take 8A, 8B, and 8C together. Mr. Ott?
Correct, Mr. Chairman. 8A through C have to do with municipal service review, a sphere of influence review, as well as a reorganization involving County Service Area Number 115, involving the Lakeside Fire Protection District, San Miguel Fire Protection District, and again, County Service Area 115. Your commission appointed a stakeholders committee as well as a commission ad hoc committee about a year ago to work with staff on this. We had our last meeting several months ago, and now we're coming forward with the recommendations. Joe Serrano is provide the staffing assistance for this project, and he'll go over the recommendations in the report, and there will be a PowerPoint. Joe?
Good morning, Commissioners. Again, we'll be discussing the proposed CSA 115 reorganization, specifically the MSR and SOI determinations. We'll cover several items today. First, a quick background on the proposed reorganization. We'll go over the procedures and the completed tasks completed as of today. We'll also discuss the technical reports completed by staff. Go over the MSR and SOI determinations. Then we'll discuss staff's findings, also staff's recommendation, and then lastly, we'll open up the floor for questions. So just a quick background, this proposal has been going on since 2013. However, we officially received applications in March of 2015 from both Lakeside and San Miguel. From there, since there was a competing applications, we formed a stakeholder group with representatives of both districts to discuss any issues and find solutions regarding this proposed detachment or dissolution and annexation. This resulted in the formation of an ad hoc committee by the commission, which has three commissioners representing the ad hoc committee to discuss and assist on the proposed reorganization and the joint application that we now have. This was a 9-month process. Six meetings were conducted, the last one being held in June. And just to show you a representation of CSA 115, it is surrounded by the city of Santee, El Cajon, and borders San Miguel and Lakeside. So it just gives you an idea of where CSA is situated and how both agencies have requested annexation of this area. So with these ad hoc and stakeholder meetings, we did discuss the competing applications. State law requires us to review both applications when they're submitted 60 days apart or within 60 days. And we needed to have a joint use or a collaboration, a roundtable discussions to see who is the most logical service provider for CSA 115. From those meetings, several tasks were completed. Those two competing applications became one joint proposal. That was a recommendation from the actual applicants. We identified several issues. We analyzed the historic and projected financial feasibility of both agencies. We also reviewed the current and proposed levels of service. We also looked at the current four-way contract between the county and the four surrounding fire districts currently providing services to CSA 115. And lastly, we coordinated with the committee members throughout this whole process.
Joe, before you go further,
yes.
The ad hoc committee, we have four commissioners, not three.
Thanks for the clarification. Okay. We have four, you are correct, four representatives. During those meetings, we did completed three technical reports. Those technical reports really assisted staff in completing the MSRs that is attached to your staff report. And again, these three technical reports focused on the historical analysis or the historic financial performance of the agencies looked at the proposed and current levels of services, and the last report focused on the projected financial health of the agencies. Before we finalized these reports, they were presented and reviewed by the committee members. They provided us their feedback, and we adjusted them accordingly to have a more accurate representation of the numbers and the service delivery analysis. With the completion of the technical reports, we conducted the SPHERE and MSR review of the agencies. As of right now, we are recommending the commission to reaffirm the SPHERE boundaries for CSA 115, Lakeside, and San Miguel, with the caveat of identifying or designating CSA 115 as a special study area. This allows us to continue our efforts in reviewing who's the most logical service provider for CSA 115. And again, for these municipal service review determinations, we arrived to 15 determinations. And again, these were provided for, were the findings from the technical report. So all that information is attached to your staff staff report. In conclusion, we are recommending that the staff approve the MSR and SOI determinations and our recommendations. This is still an ongoing process. There is subject to change on the applications. The San Miguel is currently considering relocating the Pepper Drive fire station to another location within their service boundary. There's also that transition from Cal Fire to San Miguel as the standalone agency to provide fire services to their constituents. We also want to continue reviewing that four-way contract. There was a request by the committee members to update the technical reports for more up-to-date information. And lastly, because of these upcoming changes, the proposed map and legal description and the property tax exchange agreement will be adjusted based on those upcoming changes. So all that needs to be reviewed and vetted before we can deem this project complete and ready for commission consideration. Therefore, staff is recommending 7 recommendations that are listed on your staff report. Just specifically, we recommend staff, the commission, to approve the MSR and SOI determinations and also approve considering the proposed reorganization within the next 6 to 12 months. That allows the applicants and staff to address these changes that are occurring and also deem the project complete. With that, that concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. Do we have any questions for staff at this time before we open the public hearings? Okay, well, let's open the public hearing. I have a few speakers. First, Don Boots.
Good morning, Commissioners. I encourage you to consider moving this item and granting the joint application. And I wanted to point out that both agencies are arm in arm on this. We're working collaboratively and cooperatively to try to move this thing forward and accomplish the items that have been set forth by your staff to resolve this and move it forward. I do want to talk about a couple points, though. I believe moving this forward improves service delivery with a new location that provides a regional perspective and service to the entire area, not just to CSA 115, but also to the Bostonia area, to the surrounding areas of El Cajon, Santee, and Lakeside. I also, again, want to reemphasize the relationship between San Miguel and Lakeside. I'll put it out there. There was a perception and there was actually some adversarial position in the first part of this. That's been resolved. We've seen we've come to an understanding that regional delivery is a solution, and we're working towards that end. The CSA 115 dispatch issue, we want to talk about that a little bit. We believe by moving this together, it takes out another point of failure. And when I say point of failure, it's no different than we played growing up telephone or telegraph, where you send a message to one person, send a message to somebody else, and send them, it changes. What I'm getting at this with the 911 approach, we're hoping that as you move forward with this, we can remove those potential opportunities for something to get miscommunicated when we're moving a call from one comm center to another. Currently, 911 call would go to the sheriffs are directed to Monta Vista, and Monta Vista then would direct it and get resources from Heartland to send to that area. We think that, we know that this will move it back to the way it used to be, where the entire area was covered by one comm center, one dispatch center. And then the last item is, this also allows moving this thing forward, the better utilization of an admin fee, which is being currently utilized in the four-way contract. This allows that admin fee to be directed towards operational services to better serve our community and our constituents.
Thank you. Second is Chris Granner.
Good morning, Chairman Ahmed and members of the commission. Just like to make some brief comments. Some of them are going to be very much parallel to what Chief Butts had to say. Number one, I just want to clarify and galvanize that San Miguel is a solid, funded district and is ready to begin providing service again on an operational level in less than 48 hours from now when we resume operational control of San Miguel. We've got a 30-year history of providing ServiceNet district, and we're very committed to that. And again, we're financially very strong. Besides what the LAFCO study showed and confirmed what our own internal micro study showed, we are financially ready to accept these additional responsibilities of CSA 115 when we get to that point. We believe that the relocation of Fire Station from its current location down on Clarendon to a more regional centered geographic location is absolutely in the best interest of service and also for service in the CSA and the Bostonia area. It also is, we've got in mind moving to an area where it is physically inside the boundary of Bostonia, which is currently San Miguel, rather than a piece of property that is actually outside of San Miguel. We think that legally that provides a better foothold and also a more of a regional approach. I do want to reinforce the relationship that Chief Butts and I have. We've been working closely on this, and we are absolutely united and working together on more of a regional approach. And then finally, on the CSA 115 dispatch, we highly encourage the commission, and through this process, to restore the dispatch for CSA 115 back to Heartland Fire Communications Center. Right now, CSA is completely surrounded by four districts that are dispatched by Central Zone. So if we continue to have dispatch services provided from a remote site, you not only have to handle the call twice, every single call that comes in to Monta Vista has to then be routed to Central Zone for its also participation. So you double the number of dispatchers that handle each and every call. You also absolutely increase the opportunity for a delay. And conversations with the Comm Center Director at Heartland says there's a potential for a 10 to 12 second delay in just doing that. Plus there's the potential for a mistake. Anytime you have to hand off a call through RECIP electronically, there's a possibility of a mistake. So we think that along with the reestablishing San Miguel into the Central Zone, that with that should come the dispatch portion for CSA 115 like it was before we went over to our contractor. So with that, I conclude my comments and certainly move into any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Chiefs. Okay, we have one more. Colin Stone.
Good morning, members of the commission. My name is Colin Stahl. I'm the fire chief for Heartland Fire Department, serving the communities of El Cajon, La Mesa, and Lemon Grove. I'm going to echo a couple of comments here. I'm just up here to specifically support the consideration of the reorganization, and my specific comments here today are to support and ask that you you look at the dispatch services for that area after this week. Once San Miguel is part of the Central Zone and dispatched by Heartland Communications, it does not make any kind of organizational sense to still have a remote dispatch center out of Monta Vista dispatching all of the resources into that area and sending it over to Heartland. And so what I ask of you for efficiency and to prevent any delays and to, for your operational efficiencies out there for the emergency resources, that you consider moving those dispatch services over to Heartland Communications at that time. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, this is a public hearing. Would any commissioners like to ask the chiefs any questions? Okay, I will close the public hearing. And First, I want to thank the ad hoc committee of commissioners Mackenzie, Sprague, and Supervisor Jacob, and also Vanderlyn for their hard work. This has been years and years of work. The ad hoc committee met 6 times and visited both districts, looked at the financial, and we believe that we are moving forward, but I would like to have the ad hoc committee give a report.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll start it off. Joe, if I understood you right, you said we really have an incomplete information in front of us today?
That's correct. The proposed reorganization is not ready for commission consideration because the changes that are occurring regarding the applications. When we first received the applications and became a joint proposal, the applicants were requesting a detachment of the Pepper Drive parcel to be annexed into San Miguel as part of the proposal. The map and legal refers to that type of detachment and also a split annexation that the that both fire districts approved on. That may change, including that proposed detachment. So we need to update the mapping legal accordingly, and that also will change the property tax exchange negotiations. So those need to be approved before this could be deemed complete. That's why I indicated that it's incomplete as of right now.
And how about the other information? You have some other reasons up on the board that...
That's correct. So in order for us to address the map and legal and the property tax, the applicants need to solidify where that new fire station is going to occur. Also, we would like to see how the four-way contract continues. We also want to review how San Miguel is going to transition into a standalone agency and really look to see whether our projections were accurate and see what how their financial health is before we add more responsibilities to either one of the fire districts. So we read the staff is recommending providing more time for us to do that type of analysis before providing the commission a recommendation on whether either CSA 115 should be annexed to one or both. And that's yet to be determined.
Okay, I think you've clarified it, and we did go out and we toured the area quite thoroughly as a committee, and I have to respect both of the fire districts though, and the chiefs and the cooperation and coming together, and I thank you for that, and I hope that will continue, because to me the most important thing is to at least sustain, if not improve, the service levels and response times. And of course, we all know that most of what a fire department does is respond to medical emergencies, and those medical emergencies could be a matter of life and death, and to have a faster response time is best. We've struggled over this, and I know staff has too, with some of the projected information that has been provided by San Miguel, and knowing that within 48 hours you're going to be transitioning. But if I remember correctly, and going through all the numbers, that those numbers were very difficult to get projecting into the future, and it seems the only way we're really going to know is if we give San Miguel a chance to go forward and make sure that it's going to end up the way it was projected or staff thought it was. When we're talking about life and death decisions, which to me is what we're talking about here today, I think we need to be really careful in moving forward. And I would be inclined to go forward with the staff recommendation and give the staff more time to resolve the issues that Joe had indicated that are unresolved. And the existing contract, from what I know, is working well. And I found it interesting looking at the numbers that actually the city of El Cajon is responding to most of the calls in this area. And if the existing contract is working well and it's fair and equitable, I don't see any harm in moving forward with that particular situation and then giving us a little more time to get the issues that have been laid out to be resolved. So I'd like to hear from other commissioners on this, but that's the way it seems to me at this point.
Okay. Commissioner Spray.
Yeah, I'd like to applaud the efforts of the chief officers as well as the elected officials from both board of directors. Taking a second look at that, I think the watershed moment for me was when there was a opportunity to readdress the location of the proposed new station from that little spur within Lakeside and the complications in the proximity to the existing station. I mean, that's key. And for them to sit down at the table and come up with something with a more regional approach, maybe going over the Heartland Dispatch, those kinds of things, that's a win for the residents. It's a win certainly for the taxpayers and good money spent. And I applaud that, and I think we're going in the right direction. And I would move approval of the current staff report and information.
Okay. I have a motion. I have more discussion. Okay, I have a second.
Second,
here.
Yeah, for discussion.
Commissioner.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I would echo what's already been said, particularly for staff. Powerful proposal. A lot of work in that. And as a member of the commission, we rely upon our staff quite a bit for providing us with quality information. So with that said, I think we would be ill-advised to move forward and go against the recommendation of staff. I think that there are a lot of balls in the air right now, and I can appreciate the urgency felt by both of the fire agencies having been involved in issues where it seems important to move ahead in a consolidation or reorganization. The interesting thing for me is that if we were able to do the just pull the slate clean, we wouldn't be talking about San Miguel or Lakeside for that matter. We'd be talking about El Cajon, who according to the statistics respond to about 44% of the calls in the area, and they're not even in consideration as it relates to the 115 reorganization. So I think that the work that we've done, if nothing else, has further solidified the support and the cooperation of the fire agencies involved. As Ed said, a lot of things have changed since we started this discussion, and they wouldn't have before. It was mentioned earlier by one of the chiefs that it might have begun as a adversarial situation between the two districts and perhaps some gerrymandering, if you will, with the fire station locations and things like that. That's off the table right now, so that is a good thing and further solidifies the quality of fire protection and emergency medical services we have in that area and throughout the county as well. Considering right now I was talking to one of the chiefs about how many firefighters there are out of our county fighting fires in Santa Barbara and other areas to the north of us. So as far as the dispatch situation is concerned, I would think that with all the technology we have today, we could probably modify on the short term at least. We're looking at about a 6 to 12 month evaluation period, is that correct? And I would think during that time on the dispatch side, something could be put into place where there wouldn't be a delay at all in terms of how the calls are handled. I appreciate the idea. It's like talking to your friend and they talk to someone else and the original story is quite different. So I too would support the staff recommendation at this point, and I would also encourage the fire agencies to continue the dialogue that they've gone through and even look at the whole dispatch system itself, if there's a way, at least in that area, to even make it better than it is right now. That could be a plus coming out of this, regardless of what happens with the 115 issue. So once again, kudos, if you will, and thank you to staff, to all the agencies involved, including the elected officials from both of the fire districts. The political issues are always there. It's kind of like follow the money, but with the political issues, I think, to my sense anyway, and seeing both in terms of the discussions and the body languages from the elected officials, they too have come quite a ways from where they were in the beginning. So better understanding, I think, all the way around, and I certainly would vote for the special study area as proposed by staff. Thank you.
Great. Any other commissioners? Well, I want to thank everyone. This is, you know, growing government is easy, but downsizing government is a big challenge. But this is a good example of everyone working together, and a lot of years of staff work. Mike, you know, I know you wanted this to happen before you leave, but we will send you the end result, and we will celebrate one day. This is an important issue, but having the two chiefs here, presenting the same vision and putting public safety first, it is very important. And I think this is a great example of collaboration and having the commissioners working with the community, having El Cajon and Santee joining in and making sure public safety first.
Mr. Chairman, I wanted to clarify the motion.
Okay.
Just so we're on the same page, does that the executive officer's recommendation 1-7,
good,
and then returning to the commission in 12 months on recommendations 5, 6, and 7?
Yes, I think that's, but I have a question on that. Why do we need 6 to 12 months? I know that now it's a matter of sorting out the legal and technical issues. Do we need 6 to 12 months? That's my question.
Well, the recommendation was a range of 6 to 12 months. We feel that it would be helpful to end the fiscal year that we just started in order to get a full picture of the performance of both districts. And that's why we gave the range of 6 to 12 months. It sounds like Supervisor Jacob is requesting that it be 12 months rather than 6, if I'm correct.
Well, if you have 6 to 12,
right.
I mean, what?
As soon as possible.
12 months, but if you're ready sooner than that and have the information, come back sooner, but no longer than 12 months. The other thing I wanted to throw out on the table, and I don't know if there's any interest in this, but the County Fire Authority currently has the contract with all these agencies, and since staff's going to take a look at this to resolve the existing issues, I wonder if it might make some sense just to take a look at whether or not that it makes sense to dissolve 115 into CSA 135 while you're at it.
So the direction and the motion is to approve staff recommendation and do it as soon as possible. When everybody is in agreement and public safety is concerned, mm-hmm, I think we need to make an effort to make it happen as soon as possible and explore the recommendation that Supervisor Jacobs made.
But to make sure that we get all the information back,
right,
so that we can make a final decision, because I think that that's really important. Ed, I don't know if you want to add that other option for staff to take a look at in the motion. I'm happy to second that if you would.
I'm in for the 135, 115 analysis. Yeah, I'm in my motion to include that as part of the overall staff report.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you. I'll second that.
We have a motion by Commissioner Sprague, a second by Commissioner Jacob. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Perfect. That's a happy ending as well. Good. All right. Moving forward to jurisdictional information items. We have item 9. Proposal of major jurisdictional activity. We have a staff presentation.
A brief staff presentation, excuse me. To add to the proposal activity that's before you, I'd just like to announce that the dissolution of the Pine Valley Fire Protection District will become effective on August 8th of this year. That proposal was approved by the commission about 2 years ago, and we were working with the county, Herman Reddick's group, to determine just how those terms and conditions, and there were a ton of them, could be satisfied. They were satisfied, and I signed off on the application last month and gave about a 6-month delay for the dissolution to be effective. So for all of you firefighters in the audience, that is a given now. There's no turning back. That will be effective on August 8th, and the county and the district are in support of that. Other than that, all of the proposal activity updates we provided are as is in the report before you.
Excellent. Okay. Any questions on this item, commissioners? All right. We move on to item 10, the ever highly rated legislative update.
And at the ever highly rated, Mr. Ehrlich is not here today, so I'm afraid I'm going to be letting you down. But I don't think there's anything to add to this report besides what's in it. There are a number of activities going on legislatively. One activity that really isn't covered in this has to do with the Rincon Tribal Lands up north and special legislation that is in the works that may remove LAFCO from any involvement with municipal water district extension of services to tribal lands statewide. That may be narrowed down to a San Diego County only bill. But that is currently in the discussions, and that relates to AB 1361. And everything else that's in the report is as recommended and as presented.
Excellent. All right. You want to talk about the event of CalLAFCO's here in San Diego?
Oh, sure. Chairman Abbott mentioned just a second ago to me about a CalLAFCO event in October. There will be a statewide CalLAFCO conference in San Diego, October 25th to 27th. Mayor Abbott has been asked to provide the welcome address to the group on behalf of the entire county, to the statewide group. Our staff is involved with the planning of it. Robert is involved with some of the healthcare topics that are on the agenda docket, and it'll be at the Bahia Resort. We've registered Commissioner Vanderlyn for the conference so far, but if there are any others that are interested, do let me know, and we can send you out registration materials as well. It's a three-day event, and it'll cover from A to Z different LAFCO topics.
Excellent. All right. We go to public comments. Would anyone like to address the commission on any topic not on the agenda? We don't have any requests. Okay. We go to item 13 as being done. Okay. Anything else, Mr. R? Okay. Our next meeting will be August 7th. With that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.